Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Romans chapter 14, 1-12, and Matthew chapter 18, 21-35. In Romans, Paul urges the Christian community not to waste its energy judging one another over differences of practice, conscience, and spiritual maturity. In Matthew, Peter asks Jesus how often he must forgive someone who wrongs him. 7 times? Jesus' answer blows the question open, not 7 times, but 77 times. Together these readings call us away from judgment, scorekeeping, and resentment, and towards a life shaped by grace, patience, and mercy. The image that has stayed with me is Peter's face in that moment. I imagine him genuinely thinking he's offered Jesus a generous answer. 7 times. This isn't a small number. Most of us would feel rather pleased with ourselves if we forgave someone 7 times. We might expect a nod of approval. But Jesus takes Peter's tidy little calculation and throws it out the window. Forgiveness isn't arithmetic. It isn't a ledger, a running total, a spiritual loyalty card where the 8th offence finally earns someone exclusion. Jesus is inviting Peter into a deeper freedom, the freedom of refusing to let resentment dominate his life. One thing preachers may want to notice is that Paul and Jesus aren't asking us to become vague, passive, or morally careless. Paul isn't saying that nothing matters. Jesus isn't saying that harm should be ignored. We need to make an important distinction. Accountability seeks restoration, while judgment seeks condemnation. That's a powerful idea for our time. Churches need truthfulness. Communities need boundaries. Sometimes love requires challenge, but a Christian challenge should never be driven by the desire to humiliate, exclude, or win. It should be rooted in the hope that people can grow. That's where Romans 14 still speaks with surprising force. Paul is writing to a church he hadn't yet visited, but his advice feels pertinent. Followers of Jesus in Paul's time were dividing over food, holy days, religious practice, and spiritual confidence. We divide over different issues now, but the impulse is the same. We measure other people against ourselves. Then we call that measurement faithfulness. Paul asks a better question. Who are we to judge another's servant? Each person stands before God, not before our private tribunal. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. The service could invite people to reflect on what they are carrying. Not only guilt, but judgment, disappointment, irritation, and the quiet resentments that harden over time. A prayer of approach could name our habit of turning difference into threat. Intercessions could pray for public life in Aotearoa, where so many debates quickly become personal and polarized. A children's talk could use stones or counters to show how exhausting it is to keep score, then invite the children to set them down. The Matthew reading also lends itself to visual worship. Peter's astonished face says what many of us secretly feel. Surely there must be a limit. Jesus' calm reply says, there's a larger way to live. That contrast can carry the whole service. We aren't being asked to pretend pain doesn't matter. We're being invited to stop letting pain have the final word. However you shape this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation become a place where people are challenged without being condemned, corrected without being humiliated, and loved while they are still growing. May they help us leave final judgment to God, make room for faith to mature, and practice forgiveness not as weakness, but as holy courage. And may our churches become genuine whānau, not held together by sameness, but by grace. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, Hymn suggestions and children's talk ideas and images is available from Philip Garside Books. Ngā mihi.